Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The weather today is warm and sunny across major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is experiencing a pleasant breeze. Expect clear skies throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, the siege of Bint Jabal continues. The IDF has blocked access and escape routes, targeting Hezbollah from both air and ground. This update comes from Walla in the past hour. Also, the IDF has completed its siege of Hezbollah's stronghold, Bint Jael. Forces from Brigade 98 and the Paratroopers Brigade are involved. This is according to Mariv from earlier this hour. Also, this hour, IDF Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir has put the military on alert. This follows the collapse of U.S.-Iran talks in Pakistan. Why? Net reports on heightened readiness and expanded intelligence. Separately, Israeli leaders criticize President Erdogan. This follows Turkish prosecutors filing war crime charges against them. Prime Minister Netanyahu responds, emphasizing the fight against Iran's regime. JNS provided this story earlier today. And finally, the Iran ceasefire is on shaky ground. The IDF continues operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Meanwhile, the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. This is from JT's earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. From X, open source analyst OSINT613 shared moments ago that former President Trump declared the U.S. military is ready to act against Iran. IsraelRadar.com, a military news site, noted that Army Chief Zamir has ordered the IDF to prepare for possible renewed conflict with Iran. Tech commentator Hiltz Fuld remarked just minutes ago on the importance of standing with Israel and America against the IRGC and its global actions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Bint Jabal. The IDF's operations have effectively cut off Hezbollah's supply lines. According to Walla, this strategic move aims to weaken Hezbollah's hold in southern Lebanon. The implications for the region are significant, as tensions remain high. Turning to the military alert. Following the breakdown of U.S.-Iran talks, IDF Chief Eyal Zamir has heightened readiness levels. YNET reports that intelligence is focusing on potential threats. This move underscores the fragile situation in the region. Meanwhile, Israeli leaders are under fire from Turkey. Prime Minister Netanyahu responded to charges by criticizing Erdogan's support for Iran. JNS reports that this could strain Israel-Turkey relations further. Diplomatic tensions may affect regional alliances. On the economic front, first, Nirzuk's Esh Group is cutting staff following its transaction with Isracard. CTEC reports that dozens of employees have been laid off as the company adjusts post-sale. Separately, the shekel is at its strongest against the dollar in 30 years. Globes questions if the rate will drop below 3 shekels per dollar. This could impact Israeli exports and imports. And finally, the S&P 500 has nearly erased all declines caused by the conflict. Maariv Business highlights the swift market recovery and the continuing gap between stocks and bonds. This shows investor confidence in a recovering global market. That's your Israel 18 News update. For afternoon, we'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.